The Digital Operations Center at the Red Cross in Dallas is a social media paradise. Four 55-inch monitors light up the room, each one responsible for something very specific. There's the heat map, which matches tweets in real time with disaster-related keywords.
When a state gets to red, it means a tremendous number of people are talking about one topic in one state, and Texas is red today. No question, everyone's conversations are around rain and flooding and Patricia.
That hurricane slamming Mexico is one of the reasons the Red Cross is on high alert. Spokesperson Anita Foster says the Operations Center also pulls individual tweets, words trending in tweets, and top photos.
It's actually pulling in the pictures that people are taking from the ground. Signs down, street signs down. We're starting to see traffic accidents, and we're seeing road closures.
Red Cross staffers are in surveillance mode, but that could change quickly, and Twitter could help them make the call about whether it's time to open a shelter or hand out supplies.
So right now we're seeing a lot of people talking about, hey, it's raining or it's not raining where I am. The streets are flooded. We get concerned when we start to see people tweeting about water's in my house.
Emergency crews in Navarro County are worried about that now. The National Weather Service reported a flash flood emergency there this afternoon, announcing I-45 south of Corsicana was closed because of fast rising water. The Office of Emergency Management posted a video in the town of Powell of flooded front yards.
Have units en route to check residents and homes where flooding is now occurring.
In Fort Worth this morning, the downpour meant a major hurdle for John Pace of a construction outfit called Kent & Company.
If it rains for any length of time, it'll put the project behind schedule, you know, because we still have to finish the outside stuff.
He says when it comes to working outdoors, today's a total wash.
Everything's an inside-only day.
True for construction crews and a lot of people, but not Jeff Smith, who is perfectly happy to get drenched on the way in for his morning coffee.
I'm not sugar. I'm not going to melt. I'm okay. I made it.
That's a good attitude to have heading into a weekend where forecasters say another 8 inches of rain could drench North Texas. Courtney Collins, KERA News.